You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard.
The principles of entrepreneurship can help us in our everyday lives, according to our next guest. She says the skills and strategies that first-time business owners learn can help you in your career change or in your current position, even if you're not trying to start your own business.
Adela Yamban is with us in studio. She's a program manager and new idea concierge for Idea Advance, a seed fund program for UW System faculty, staff, and student entrepreneurs. And this is a program within UW Extension's Division of Business and Entrepreneurship. Adela, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you said that the principles of entrepreneurship can help people in their careers, even if they're not entrepreneurs or have no intention of being entrepreneurs. What kinds of things are we talking about?
So I think the challenge with entrepreneurship is that we build this up as an execution issue where you need to have marketing, you need to have sales, and it is a competition of who can execute the best. And what we're learning in the world of entrepreneurship is that it's not actually, in the world of startups, it's not about how well you can execute, it's how well you can learn, how well you can adapt, how nimble you can be. And all of that comes by how well you ask questions and are you asking the right questions at the right time. And I think those same principles can be applied for anybody who's going through a career change. As a bit of a background, I was a recruiter before I came here to work for the Division of Business and Entrepreneurship. And a lot of times, a lot of my efforts were spent trying to help people consider how you retool your skills, repackage your skills in new and different ways. And one book that I would love to recommend is Business Model U by Tim Clark, Alan Smith, and Alex Osterwalder. Once I picked up that book, I thought it was really great because it became less about how well do you write a resume, how well do you write your cover letter, and more about how well do you sell yourself. And people don't like that word sell. So let me rephrase and say, how well do you communicate the value that you add to that organization?
So a couple of things that you brought up there. One was asking these questions and adapting, and the other was communicating who you are and what your value is. So how does the ordinary non-entrepreneurial, say, person do that as they're approaching their job or their life?
Yeah. So I'd like to make reference to a tool that we use a lot. We use a tool called the Business Model Canvas. And what I really like about the Business Model Canvas is it breaks down these big picture concepts, sometimes abstract concepts, into really 9 key building blocks. And that, I think, is a really great way to start. I have a piece of paper here as a nice little reference for myself on the different building blocks. But there are things like who you help. We call that our customer segments, right? What value do you add? How you help, right? And we call that our value proposition. What you get, so those are the revenues and benefits. And using just coming, brainstorming those things, and then going out, this is my favorite part, going out and asking questions, that networking thing, but you're networking with intention to really get some important facts to fill in and really discover for yourself that picture of who you are and what unique value do you offer.
What kinds of questions should you be asking?
So when we advise our entrepreneurs, we first start with customer segments, right? You brainstorm, who do you think you can help? And that can be no restrictions whatsoever. And then you think about what are the activities or what kind of value do those customers expect? Part of the challenge, I think, not only in entrepreneurship, but as you're considering new moves, is you think about you. You're the central point. You really need to be thinking about others. You need to think about what others expect to see, how they expect to see it. And being able to use something like the Business Model Canvas and brainstorming these things and then going out and talking to people and asking questions about, so tell me a little bit about how your organization works. Tell me a little bit about, what types of people fit into that organization. How do you hire? Why do you hire those things? So those are very surface level questions, but you can get down into the details. I have a note here that I work with my entrepreneurs on. The big questions are, so what, who cares, and why you, right? And so if you can get a lot of details around those questions, I think that gives you a lot of information. One story that I really like is we had an entrepreneur who had a really great idea, and she's still working on this idea, and she was going out and communicating the value proposition in a way that she thought customers would would respond to. And instead, the customers gave her new language. And we taught a new language, a way for them to understand it, right? So this is what I would have advised when I was a recruiter, to help people say, you know, you're not going to go out and say, I do this, right? Perhaps the client, the company that you're applying for speaks a different language or considers the value in a different way. So being able to communicate in the way that your customer wants to hear it is the goal. And being able to have those listening sessions, going out and asking those questions, and sometimes it's not at all changing what you're delivering it, but actually changing the way you're communicating it.
We're talking with Idella Yamban right now, program manager and new idea concierge for Idea Advance, a program with UW Extension's Division of Business and Entrepreneurship, talking about how these ideas of entrepreneurship can help us in our daily life, in job searches, for example. And I suppose as we go into any sort of job, we may have assumptions about what that company wants, that hiring manager wants. How do we make sure that our assumptions are on track and that we are questioning them the right way?
Sure. So I'll go back to my favorite tool, the Business Model Canvas, because that's where you get to capture what your assumptions are. Just get those on paper, and that's when you go out and ask questions about that. So perhaps you are looking for a position, and they want somebody with a particular degree. And so maybe you talk with people in those organizations. People talk about this all the time, networking. And you might find these people in the most unique ways, right? The common suggestions are going into LinkedIn. They have a LinkedIn Pro where you can do more messaging, you know, directly messaging people. Finding people that have similar backgrounds to you. Maybe they went to the same school as you did, so on and so forth. But identifying connection points. I'm a big fan. Sometimes cold calling works just well, right? And just having a conversation and asking them about them. So when we talk to our entrepreneurs, I think the tendency is for entrepreneurs to want to talk about their product. You don't ever want to talk about your product to begin with, because you're not listening to what the customer wants when you're talking about your product. You're biasing them already. Same thing, I think. It's the same kind of principle. Now you want to talk to them about what they do, how they operate, what does a normal day look like in their world, how are these things functioning? And you'll begin to paint a picture of what is needed. And then you can begin to ask those questions of, huh, that's interesting. Well, do you need to have this particular degree to do this? Has anybody been in a role like this that didn't have this degree? Oh, come to think of it, perhaps not, because blah, blah, blah. And so now then, not only do you know that your assumption is incorrect, but they've given you language that you communicate in your resume or cover letter or whatever that actually speaks to the values that they're expecting to get.
So let's say you're someone who's looking for a job, a new job, let's say. It sounds like you should never go in saying, I am wonderful and you want me because X, Y, and Z, but you should say, what do you need? And ask a whole lot of questions before you even get to yourself.
I think when you're at the job interview, you should be selling. You should be, I hate that word, selling yourself, but you really should be communicating your value. But by that point, you should have already done the legwork to know that what you're communicating is exactly the value that they want to see out of a candidate. You shouldn't have gotten that far if you couldn't have communicated that. And to be honest with you, most of the jobs that are out there are not going to be listed on Indeed and so on. They're actually things that you get through networking. By going out and asking questions in this way, people get duped into thinking, oh, you really must be interesting. And really, you're just interested in what they have to tell you. But that's really awesome, because then that leads to a lot of opportunities that you may not have known would have existed. So this is a great way, I think, using the Business Model Canvas, capturing your assumptions, being prepared to go out and ask questions. Most importantly, listen to what people are saying, and taking those opportunities to dig deeper. That's where the real opportunities are then uncovered.
So it sounds like you're saying we actually need to have person-to-person conversations with people.
Yeah.
That it's not enough to apply for a job that you find online and then dig around on the website and hope you've got it down. You're saying you've got to do some legwork here.
Oh, my goodness. Finding a job is like getting a second job, man. It's a lot of work, right? A little anecdote is that when I was a recruiter, there were, you know, this was in that whole economic downturn, you know, 2008 to 2010 timeframe. And so a lot of people, you know, were experiencing companies that were going through massive layoffs. And, you know, individuals had worked for organizations for 20 some odd years and only knew maybe their internal networks when all of that was destroyed. And so, a big task and a really big challenge, and I'm sorry to say it's not easy, but to really be constantly putting your career, you know, working on your career, doing that networking, not waiting to the last minute. And the way that I think about it in a way that's not work is that it's just going out and talking to people and hearing people's stories. Everybody has, I think, an interesting story to communicate and an interesting perspective. And if you come at it from that point of view instead of, again, me and what am I going to get out of this, it, I think, creates a more authentic relationship for people to resonate with you on.
Idella, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That was Idella Yaman, Program Manager and New Idea Concierge for Idea Advance. That's a program with UW Extension.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.